Diary, St. Helena, California, June 26, 1906. I wish this morning to say that I write out what is given to me in the night season by the Divine Counselor. Some portions of this I select to meet special emergencies which have appeared or which will appear. Other portions of the instruction are reserved until the circumstances and developments make it evident that the time has come for its use. I have been frequently instructed that the Lord has given W.C. White to be my helper, and that in this work the Lord will give him of his Spirit. The testimonies are to be given before parties who will not make a wrong use of them. We must have wisdom to know what to withhold, and what should be imparted, and how to make known the light that is given. Some things are presented to guide us in the moves we make to carry out the purposes of the Lord. Other things must wait till circumstances arise that would make the instruction more impressive. Nothing is ignored, nothing is cast aside, but time and place must be considered. Nothing must be done untimely. Some matters must be withheld because some persons would make an improper use of the light given. Every jot and tittle is essential and must appear in an opportune time. The messages that I receive are not all made public to all people. Sometimes they are found to be appropriate to be given in some council meeting, at the right time and place. Of W.C. White, the Lord has said, "I have given you my servant, and I will give him judgment to be your helper." Satan is on the alert, and he will stir up human minds whom I have used and employed in doing my work, but whose minds have been seduced by others who have permitted themselves to be deceived. Those who are thus deceived will be tempted by the enemy to take advantage and to make an improper use of the messages that are given, because they will not hear my words to improve and to do the work I have appointed for them to do. If they will not heed the messages given them to correct their way, they will take the words and misconstrue them to confuse minds. I have felt perfectly clear to have all my writings placed in the hands of W.C. White. Some things we have thought best to defer presenting, because the minds of some were unprepared to receive them. Sometimes, as meetings progress, it is seen that a condition is brought about such that the light from the Lord can be safely brought before those present. It requires constant wisdom and a judgment quickened by the Spirit of God to know the proper time to present all the things that will have to be presented. Some minds are in such a condition of deception that they would resist, and if they once take an attitude of resistance, it is nearly impossible for them to acknowledge that they have made a mistake. At the Berrien Springs meeting, I had many things of a decided character to bring before the people. But light came to me that the minds of some present had been worked by satanic agencies, and that it would nearly cost me my life to attempt to present to them the light God had given me. They began the work of specifying what portions of the testimonies were of God and what portions were not of God, as though they were competent to judge. When the Spirit of God came into the meeting, angels of God were in the assembly, but men had their own ideas and their own determinations to bring brethren and Daniels to terms. Far better would it have been if they had sought to bring their own souls into a humble, teachable condition. With such a spirit as was manifested at Berrien Springs, it was not the time to present that which was the message they needed. Since that time, many minds have been determinedly at work to oppose the influence of the Spirit of God. They had another opportunity at Battle Creek. Jones had another opportunity at Washington. I counseled with him for 3 hours in private, but it did not seem to make the least impression upon his mind. At the meeting in Fresno in 1902, Brother Jones humbled himself and professed to be converted. But the sentiments expressed in the pamphlets he has recently issued reveal that he is developing a spirit under a leader that will disqualify the man to act any part in connection with our conference. The time has not come for me to say all that I might say, but the last pamphlet leads me to say some things. Brother Jones has consented to become the mouthpiece of Dr. Kellogg. He is under the control and influence of another mind. I have no confidence in his profession to believe the testimonies. Last night, I had some things presented to me that will be presented when the right time comes. Jones has lost the power of the third angel's message because he is losing the true message out of his heart. He may advocate the truth, as did the Jews their sentiments, but the Holy Spirit is not with him. He has lost the power of the Sabbath. He is not counted in the sight of God as one who has kept his covenant with God to obey his commandments. The conversion he had at Fresno needs to be repeated, and the work must go deep. Until his whole nature is transformed, he cannot be accepted of God as one to bear the message. He knows not what spirit he is of. The whole history may have to be given. I am very sorry that he is so deluded by satanic agencies. I do not wish him to say that he believes the testimonies, for it is a false statement, and he is under a spirit of delusion.